All right. Good evening, everyone. I'm Paul Redig. I brought something from my house to present to you. I bought a house with my wife a few years ago in Logan Square. The house was built in 1893, and like all old houses, it needed some work. So early on, I realized that the furnace was not connected, and that was fun. Started to hold out, and so I had to run a vent through my kitchen ceiling. So I cut a hole and then found that there was drywall, and behind that, plaster and lathe, the original from the house. Cut a hole in that, realized the house had open eaves originally, so a lot of leaves and debris, squirrels, things like that got in there. So I had to clear out a garbage can full of debris. Found a bunch of old crumbling German newspapers, so the builders of the house were probably Germans, and they used the newspaper to as insulation, probably some of the old socialists and anarchists that had flooded Chicago at the time and caused a lot of trouble, so I've got a lot of history in the house. And then after clearing all that out, I looked up in the hole and I saw this little black thing sticking out, and I was like, what the heck is that? It kind of looks like a shoe, maybe a baby's shoe. A small little leather shoe, and I thought to myself, if there's a leg bone sticking out of that shoe, I'm sealing this hole, and the house goes on the market tomorrow, and we're never going to speak of this again. So I manned up, and I reached up there. I had gloves on anyway, and I pulled it down, and sure enough, it's this old baby's shoe, all leather, and it's definitely worn out. You can see the toe's worn. And then I clear out some more stuff, and I look again, and wait a second, what's that? Maybe it's the other shoe. Oh no, it's a child's shoe. And it's a very old, you know, lace-up, high-top child's shoe. And it's also worn. And then a third, a woman's shoe. All single shoes from different feet, two rights and a left. So no pattern there. All right, well that's weird. I finish my work, I run the vent, I patch the hole. And the next day, I'm on the internet again trying to figure out how to do another home project. And I run across a thread in some DIY forum. What's the weirdest thing you've ever found while fixing your house? Ah, I've got these shoes. Well, check this out. I found these weird shoes in the wall. Almost immediately, someone replies, oh, that's a lost tradition. Hiding shoes in the wall? Yeah, there's this museum in Northampton, England, that has recorded the concealed shoe index. And they have over 1,900 shoes on record, the oldest of which from 1308 in the Winchester Cathedral was a shoe hidden when the choir stalls were built. Half of their shoes on record are from the 1800s, so that fits within my house. It's a Northern European tradition. The builders would take single shoes, usually single shoes, always worn, 98% of them are worn, and stash them away, usually in the hearth, near the fireplace, and then about 25% in the ceiling or floor, a few in the foundation. This was a secret tradition. It kind of fell away in the 20th century, and it's just not done anymore. And it was a secret thing. You didn't really tell people about it. It was kind of passed along probably through builders, associations, trades, things like that. There was only one witness who was alive. He was a kid who saw his dad hiding a woman's shoe in the 30s, and he got shooed away. I didn't mean to do that. That was good. So why? Why shoes in the wall? Well, one of the explanations they've come up with in their research is that shoes are a fertility symbol. You remember the old woman who lived in a shoe and had so many children, she didn't know what to do. And people used to tie shoes on the back of their car or their carriage before cars. These shoes may have been a fertility symbol. They're from women and children. And I think that might be true because in our house, since I found these, two children have been conceived. So if you're looking to have kids, you want to handle the shoes, you're welcome to it. But be forewarned, the other explanation for these, and the one that people lean towards the most, is that they were used to capture evil spirits. Because it was believed that witches couldn't go backwards, because you never see a witch flying backwards on a broom. They would go into the shoe, attracted by the scent of a human, and get trapped in the shoe. I guess witches were tiny back in the day. And in the 1400s, there was a Saint John Schoen who captured Satan in a shoe. So they think that this is a tradition of capturing evil spirits and protecting a house. And I'm happy to report that the Chris Kindle Market is now evil spirit free. I walked all around it today. So as far as museums, obviously this should be in maybe the Northampton Museum of Concealed Shoes or the Museum of Really Scary Stuff to Find in Your Ceiling. All right. Thank you.